Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai Chamber of Commerce will host an evening meeting regarding an update on the Kenai Bluff Bank Stabilization Project. At a chamber luncheon, Kenai City Mayor Brian Gabriel and Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank gave an annual State of the City report. One of the topics included the Kenai Bluff. Mayor Gabriel says the start date will be May 16th.
We have to get through the beluga migration season, so May 16th is the start date. I think April 17th, I have to look at it, but we're having a kickoff here where the core will be. The core would give an overview of what that project's going to look like for the summer.
The project is designed to shield the lower portion of the bluff from storm damage and prevent erosion along the shoreline. It will also prevent the tides and river currents from removing bank material, allowing the upper slope to transform from a steep and barren bluff to a stable and venerated riverbank. The Kenai Bluff Bank Stabilization Project became officially underway following a ceremonial ribbon cutting in June of last year. The project, which has orbited the discussions of Kenai City Councils dating back more than 60 years, is set to finish in 2026. The evening meeting will be held at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center on April 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is pleased to announce the Delta Airlines will now offer year-round, nonstop service between Anchorage and Atlanta. What was previously a seasonal route, operating only during the summer and holiday periods, will now continue through the winter months, providing uninterrupted year-round connectivity between Alaska and the southeastern U.S. Delta's decision to expand this route reflects strong demand and continued investment in the Alaska market. During the summer travel period, the Anchorage-Atlanta service will be operated by a wide-body Boeing 767-300ER, offering increased passenger capacity and additional premium cabin options. In the fall and winter seasons, Delta will transition to the route to a Boeing 757-200, ensuring consistent service throughout the year. This year-round offering strengthens Ted Stevens' role as Alaska's gateway to the lower 48, providing travelers with more options, flexibility, and convenience regardless of the season. Flight schedules are subject to change. For the latest information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. The city of Kenai is working on a project with consultants to update the city's road standards. At the City of Kenai annual State of the City, Terry Eubank, the city manager, said this project creates predictability for developers.
These are the standards. These are what we hand to a developer that comes into the city that wants to develop subdivisions, commercial things in the city. It tells them exactly what we need them to build, what those roads need to look like. It creates predictability for those developers. They really appreciate it.
Eubank hopes that it will help spur on some development for Kenai.
But it also protects our community here from people putting things in that are substandard that we end up having to come back 10, 20 years later and spend public funds to fix.
University of Alaska Anchorage students are speaking out against the university's move to rename its Native Student Services to the Indigenous and Rural Student Center. Dozens of students gathered outside the UAA Consortium Library Thursday to protest the renaming. The university is removing the program from Student Affairs Management and merging it into the Community and Belonging Department starting July 1st. A bill allowing 18-year-olds to serve alcohol in Alaska is advancing in the state legislature. The state house voted 32-8 on Wednesday to approve Senate Bill 15. The bill now goes back to the state senate for a concurrence vote to approve minor changes made by the house. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.